We're speaking with Farrell Howe, who's the marketing and communication manager at the Kalamazoo Public Library, and we're talking about Banned Books Week, which is actually officially over, except that the library is holding its annual readout of banned books on Tuesday, October 1st. First of all, Farrell, why hold an event every year highlighting books that apparently some people at least don't like?
Well, obviously, working for a public library, freedom of information is very, very important to our mission. So being able to make sure that books and all materials are available for people as they want them.
Are there any trends in books that are running into problems with people wanting them pulled from the shelves or whatever?
It's pretty much what people would expect. Books with explicit language, sexual content, violence. There's always books every year that are either challenged in schools, libraries, bookstores. Various patrons or parents or students may voice their negative opinion about a book being available to the public. So there's usually challenges every year on some fairly common books that most people know about, and then some that people wouldn't think about in terms of being banned.
What are some of the ones that are best known for having issues like this?
Well, historically, probably books like Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, Diary of Anne Frank. Over the course of history, those books have commonly been subject of book banning, book burnings, and not being allowed to be read in various public schools for their subject material. So I think those come under contest year after year after year in various different areas. And then obviously this year, probably one of the more controversial books that is part of our readout tomorrow, 50 Shades of Grey, obviously due to the sexual content of that book.
Now, with Mark Twain's book, Huckleberry Finn, the problem there, at least with some people, had to do with the use of a certain word to describe African Americans.
Yes, that's definitely one of the big reasons why the racial controversies with that book it's contested year after year. Various many schools to this day will try to not have that as a subject matter for English or literature classes, and it frequently does get banned or pulled from reading lists. So I don't think that one's going to go away anytime soon in terms of being a controversial topic.
Is this primarily a problem or an issue with schools and material books that are assigned to students, or is it something that is a wider issue like with libraries?
It's probably more seen more commonly in schools for the reasons you just described. A lot of times parents will voice opposition in terms of having certain books available for their children to read for subject material, but we do see it in libraries. I've actually came across this not too long ago on our catalog, which you can see online. There was a book that had there was nudity on the book, the cover of the book, and we got a couple of comments from parents asking us to censor that, just due to the fact that children can be on there and looking at looking for books on our catalog and may come across that. We do our due diligence in terms of being able to make sure that images aren't available on our website, but we wouldn't pull that book from people being able to check that out.
You just wouldn't show the cover on the web.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about the readout. What exactly happens there?
Well, this is a popular event that we have. We've been doing it for the last 5 years. We are hosting, basically people can come to our central location, which is at 315 South Rose Street, and we will have a few guest readers who will be there to be able to cover a selection of the most controversial or talked about books of 2012. So that starts at 7 p.m., and that's again at our central location, and the books that we are going to be reading will be Captain Underpants by Dave Pilkey, and then we've got People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James, 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher, and The Gulag Archipelago, it's a hard word to say, and I'm going to mess up his name too, Alexander
Solzhenitsyn.
Okay, see, as you're better at pronouncing things than me, that's a hard word, a hard last name.
I had to read that in school.
So those are the selections that we have this year, and we will have guest speakers that will be reading excerpts from these books aloud to people when they come.
We already talked just a little bit about 50 Shades of Grey and the issues with that book, but why would a book like The History of the United States by Howard Zinn wind up on a list of challenged or banned books?
probably because some of the historical content in there, some people don't, deniers, so to speak, don't want to necessarily discuss or admit to some of the less finer points of our history. Obviously, you've heard whether it's, you know, people who deny the Holocaust or deny, you know, certain aspects of slavery. Sometimes a historical book like that will come under question because people don't necessarily want to recognize some of the less fine points of our history.
Do you usually get a pretty good turnout for this event?
Absolutely, yes. It's a very popular event. People do enjoy coming and listening to the readings and just being able to discuss some of the reasons why these books have been banned or contested. We hope everybody comes and sees us tomorrow. Again, Tuesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. And it's our banned books readout. It's always a great time. And we have a lot of other great events coming up this week. And people can learn more at kpl.gov/calendar.